Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Six pack brought to you by the Good Feet store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. It's wedding week. As Bone and Ben, they'll be at the wedding on Saturday.
Jason
will be in the Outer Banks.
Be on vacation.
Yes, he planned that weeks
in advance.
It's
every year.
Yeah,
it's the same week.
Yeah. In light of the wedding happening, six pack Bone and Jason, six pack of ways married Ken will be different than single Ken. And let's get started.
Number six.
I'll start with the obvious, and Ken, you've made jokes on air in the past, or you've had a couple of engagements. Well, now it's the real thing.
Yes.
It's go time.
It's saying bad. Margie is your wife, not yeah. fiance, not yeah. girlfriend. It's kind of like the new year where you write the old year for a while afterwards.
That.
So it's that adjustment period. This is my wife, you know, they're quote Borat.
Borat, nice. Yeah. I like that.
So you're saying he's going to get married?
Well, I'm saying calling Margie his wife. I'm stating the obvious.
Saying like writing
instead
a check.
Instead of fiance. Instead of,
going to
yes.
check myself.
That's like punting. He basically punted on. So it's a 5-pack for you? Is yeah. that what you're saying?
Sure.
Okay. That's what it sounded like to me. I'm not the judge, but I'm just saying. I don't know.
Don't worry, Bone. He can't bully me. But that
wasn't
great.
This is subtle. But Margie's pretty smart.
She's
pretty savvy. And she's going to have... a positive effect on Gigi.
Already
so,
has.
So how is Gigi going to change post-exchange of rings? I think she's going to get him to become less of a batting average guy and more of an on base percentage guy.
I know. That's
like,
very good.
I'm not asking for much, yeah. but I think she can raise the level of discourse. I'm used to saying Discord because, well, check out our Discord on my
yeah.
Twitter feed.
How's that one guy doing?
Well, he's doing better right now. If he's with me, well, I don't want to jinx anything. I think he's having a better day. So I think she can help you out there, Gigi, and get you where you need to be.
Number five.
For years, we heard Gigi about how impinged he was. He couldn't reach his own back. At one point in time, he couldn't shave his own back. Therefore, that's where Gigi got
that.
It. Yeah. He was very impinged. He had trouble getting loose, staying loose, being able to have normal range of motion. I think as a married man, he's going to be less impinged and more physically unencumbered.
Hmm.
Ken is a man of chivalry. And I think now that he is going to get married, that he's going to get more into... hobbies that Margie is into. Huh. Maybe less gallivanting, intimonium.
Interesting.
Au contraire, mon frère.
Maybe I said less, not none. Less gallivanting, intimonium. Maybe some more things that Margie wants to do.
Number four.
I'm guessing that Ken, and obviously you guys live together, but I think now you're going to make it more of a priority to keep the toilet seat down. Mm. I think Ken, you know, when he pees or whatever, I think
is he known for that?
I'm guessing. I'm going out on a limb. I think he's going to make it more of a priority.
I've got two females in the house.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
You may have just hung yourself out to dry on that one.
I'm going out on a limb.
I'm guilty of it sometimes. Though. Yeah. I actually am.
I live
I'm
alone. Guilty. Middle of the night.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of it sometimes. This is pretty easy. But more cooking. More cooking. Yeah. We gave him.
Thinking about
we
that.
Gave. Thinking long about back it. In the day, we yes. gave Gigi some of the basic skills he needed. And now he really, as a married man and as a family man, he's going to have the opportunity to put some of the skills we taught him and then lean back into the old cheesesteak skills from back
oh,
in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And cook a little more. I don't think that's too much for Margie to ask.
I did love, I got to admit, I love the batting average on base thing. So.
That's all I'm asking for. That's really all I want out of this marriage. And Marge, if you could provide that, I'm good. You're A-okay in my book.
And
if I never have to hear, well, he's only batting 240when James Wood at age 22 has like a 940 OPS. Yeah,
batting average seems
you
important.
You could put that to bed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Alas, the wife thing wasn't great. So I'll give Jason the early lead. It's a six pack of differences that married Ken will exhibit from single Ken. And let's continue.
Number three.
I'm working on some theories with some of these other ones. And to this point in his life, despite making some odd choices like going on cruises and such.
Yeah.
Gigi's gone out of his way to avoid pirates. But I could see married Gigi actually leaning into
pirates,
hanging out with pirates. Yeah. More time in Florida, more time cultivating relationships with pirates. I could see you joining them rather than avoiding them.
I think my three is sort of already in motion. There was a break last week that there was someone in sports media that we were talking about that Ken was not aware of, didn't follow her on Instagram. I think he's
that
going
was an
to
upset.
Be, he's going to be less up to date of attractive women.
I don't
in sports
think you
media.
Understand.
I righted that wrong.
How this works.
Yeah. I write it that wrong.
Yeah.
I write it that
you
wrong.
You found that person?
I think so, yes.
You're now a consumer?
Yes. Yes.
Number two.
I mean, unless there's a prenup, Margie gets into Wyman Industries. She's got full access to the private jet, the resorts, the spa, all of that. Ken can't go there to escape Margie anymore. Margie gets full access.
Wow.
That's
I don't know if that says much about Ken.
That got somber.
That was that went backwards.
Yeah.
One of the more disturbing things I heard in the history of this show, and it's happened more than once, was this thing about like Christmas trees getting delivered and then
yes,
put up.
That's
from
a Margie
here
thing.
On out, Gigi's putting up the GD Christmas tree.
Nah.
Okay, you're married, Goyim. It's official.
Yeah.
There's Christmas trees and stuff in your future from here on out.
Yeah,
I think you start doing your manly duties and you put up the tree and you do help with a modicum of decorating. I think that's I'm setting the bar pretty low.
Yeah,
but like. You bring the tree in, and she makes sure the stand's where you need it, and you put it, and it's not, I mean, it does kind of suck, but it's not that bad. It's over pretty quickly.
It does kind of suck.
Start putting your own
number
tree
up. Number one.
Bone, you had it backwards. There will be more time spent flirting with bartenders now than ever.
No.
Like, it's you got it completely wrong. It's going the other way.
So my one is the opposite of your one. He hits on bartenders less.
Oh, no, I see
he's
more.
He's got the ring on now,
yeah,
man. That,
now he's more attractive than ever. That's the problem.
Is he?
That's how it works.
I am more attractive.
I think that's how it
he's
works.
He's got the
and he's,
ring
he's,
on.
He's, in, he's not no. impinged anymore.
He yeah. hits on bartenders less. That's my
I
one.
Think it's the opposite.
He's got a 180.
I will tell you a little bit, a full disclosure, I have been going out less of late.
Yeah.
Probably a lot less. Maybe
I didn't say going out less.
Yeah. I was in my six pack.
Yeah,
I just said flirting more. You could go out less and flirt more.
I in my the six flirt, pack said he the, goes out
the
and
flirt
less.
Per going out ratio could just it could be more flirtations per time out. So even though he's not going out as much, the flirt rate is soaring. Like an on base percentage, but not a batting average.
Does he flirt with the bartender at his wedding?
I'll be
it
a little
depends
busy.
On the ratio.
Yeah.
How many? It's possible, Bone. I wouldn't set odds like totally negative. Like it could happen.
I'll give Jason the win, but let's be honest, the real winner is Margie here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's true. Yes.
Margie is the real winner here. Honey, it's only days away. Looking forward to Saturday. As I said, Ben and Bone will be there. Jason will be on the beach with, I can't say it on the air. Alas, coming up next, the NBA draft is tonight. Let's do an NBA shoot around. What are Beltway Ben's thoughts on how this draft is going to go? When will Derek Queen get drafted? We'll ask Ben next here on The Fan.
I feel like I can play anywhere. Like, you promised that my senior year, got a number one pick, had to play with Cooper, he had to get most of the love. I was that facilitator for the big, getting everybody involved, doing a little bit of scoring, doing everything. So, like, I feel like I can play anywhere.
So that's Derek Queen. His name will be announced this evening at some point. It seems to vary. I've seen anywhere from like 6 to 15 as far as Derek Queen. Well, Beltway Ben, you are our basketball guy. When do you expect to hear Derek Queen's name announced tonight?
I think he goes over his number. It's 11 and a half. I just think that he drops a little bit. I think it's a mistake. I'm not a fan of the... There was a lack of competitiveness that was put out. And, like, where has he lost, right? And how... Yeah. I don't understand that, because at Montverde, he was there 3 years after transferring from St. Francis, won there, and was on the best team in the country senior year. Goes to Maryland, so coming off of one of their worst years in a while, they make the tournament. They advance to the second weekend because he knocked down a shot. So I don't know if, like, how competitive their workouts are, but, like, on the court, I don't really get the sentiment that he's going to slide because of competitiveness. I guess some people don't think he has a dog, but if you turn on any Maryland game down the stretch, it's pretty clear he's the biggest dog on the court.
Well, and there was a pretty experienced team, and he was the only young... I mean, they're all young, but he was the youngest kid on the team. And he was the only youngster who started and the only one who
really played
that much,
yeah.
Really the only one who played at all. And they were deferring to him and treating him like an alpha, like three games into this thing. So I don't buy that. Obviously, the combine could have gone better. And the lack of an outside shot, whether that's right, just executives who want to be able to get a good team who would love to get him in the teens, would completely tell every reporter in the world, he doesn't have enough range, right? I mean, so how much of that is the kind of crap that goes on before a draft, and how much will that really cause him to slip from a kid who we thought might have gone somewhere 5 to 8 going mid-teens?
What about the conditioning part of it?
I think that was pretty clear when he got to Maryland. But again, that's something you saw with growth, right? The first week at Maryland, You saw him grow on the court playing and a little bit less tired down the stretch. But again, you look at Derek Queen, like it's like looking at Jokic. Like Derek Queen doesn't have the physical body that like everybody's going to be like, oh, wow, you know what he is. However, you also know the upside with Jokic, which is why they always called him Baby Jokic. One thing that is, I won't say concerning, but is probably pushing people away. He's 20 years old, right? He's a freshman. He's 20 years old. He reclassed. That, like, one league that age is so important is the NBA. Like, you just see it all the time with guys. If they are a little older, regardless of skill, they fall.
Could it almost be a blessing in disguise for him to go in the teens, though, where he's not going Absolutely. Into a position 15? Where the expectations
are... He goes to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that's exactly. People are mocking him. 15 yeah. OKC.
Yeah.
15.
Yeah.
And then you were with Aaron Wiggins, who was also a Terp. Won NBA Finals as a Terp. There were no Duke guys.
He and the guard from Illinois are the two who seem to be like legitimately falling the most, right?
Yeah, but there's also... I was reading a large thing that there were some scouts on Jakachonis who said... They did not understand how to use him. Underwood didn't really use him the right way. So, again, like...
Do you buy his lack of defense?
What'd you say?
Yeah, I
read some stuff.
The whole
lack
team
of defense.
Couldn't defend.
Yeah, yeah, I also was... We watched Jacoby Gillespie, like, getting his grill the entire game there and throw him off. And, again, Jacoby Gillespie was awesome.
Tournament. Holy moly.
But it's crazy that, like, a guy in Gillespie who's probably not going to have a great NBA run, a lottery pick was getting kind of clamped by him. So... It'll be interesting to see. But again, Derek Queen, I just hope for a good fit for him. I mean, if he falls to 18, Wizards?
Well,
could the Wizards get Ace Bailey and Derek Queen?
You would actually.
How about that?
I'm going to be calling out
tomorrow.
Can
you bet on that? Yeah?
You probably could bet on that.
Well, you show up for want to bet. Most important.
That's a priority.
He's going to be hung over from all the milk.
Oh, yeah. Dude, if a gallon in 4 hours didn't get you, I don't know how. What's he going to do tonight that's going to get him?
Well, that'd be 2 gallons.
I think, honestly, Ace Bailey would set me off. Right? And I love DQ. I've been pushing for DQ for a while. I would love to see the Wizards get him. But just if they would have to give up a ton to move from 18 down, like, get Ace Bailey. And that's the scare now. The trade yesterday, the Nets get back a first. The Nets have 5 first-round picks.
Right. Mm-hmm. They can do what
they're
they
not
want.
Taking 5 guys.
Right.
They're trying to move up to get Ace Bailey. So that's kind of, after that trade, I was like, oh, no. Like, it's set up right now. Tonight, we're going to see him go 3 or 4. And another thing that I hate, the NBA draft trades. A dude puts on a hat,
and he gets traded
3 more times.
It's not official until the league year.
It's horrible. Stupid. I hate it.
By the way, that John Fanta, for what it's worth, what Ben was saying, says that the Sixers are going to trade the 3 pick to the Nets, and the Nets will take Ace Bailey at 3. So
it's official?
That's what he's predicting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that just follows along to what you're saying, that the Nets aren't taking 5 first-round picks.
What are you hoping for your Sixers, Ken?
Man. If they stay at 3, I want Edgecombe, but I think they're going to trade out. And then I don't know, maybe Knipple, if that works for them.
Would be good. That would make Beltway Ben's night.
Knipple's the safest pick.
Depending how far they trade down.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's just stay in the top 5 if you want to take Knipple.
There's also reports that Paul George is going to be attached to any trade the Sixers make with the number 3.
Yeah.
Pick.
Whoever takes
That's
that on can have fun with that. Jeez. What a joke he is. Talk about one of my most disliked people. Terrible human being. And an even worse basketball player.
Interesting. Well, the Nets thing, like, I kind of like their bigs. Like, that would, like...
But how long is Claxton going to stay there?
Well, you can make the decision for him, can't you?
I don't know. I just don't know that... Like, and watching a lot of their games, they were very weird with how they kept him in. Like, it feels to me like there's a disconnect. I don't know. I just don't know that Claxton's going to be there forever. But again, these NBA guys are drafted.
Who the hell's
so
the coach
young.
There? How long is the coach?
Fernandez.
Be there?
He'll be there. He took over Jody. He's because he's a national team coach too. I think he's a solid coach. But again, like when you look at the Nets, like how mad can you get at the dude running things when they're just like, what do they have? Like their team is just pathetic. And again, that's why if you get Ace Bailey, and talk about shot chucker, betting his shot attempts in Brooklyn every game because he will be letting it fly. But again, like. I don't know. I just after last night's trade, I think the Nets are all in on Bailey being that asset that they have.
What about the Wizards? Could move up.
They could.
They
but
just got rid of Poole, so there you go. If you're looking for the designated chucker.
Now that CJ McCollum real big. He's ruined the NBA himself with his NBA PA. Whatever. I'm not a huge fan of CJ McCollum.
I can hear that.
But again,
I wasn't
like
a huge Jordan Poole fan.
I was a Jordan Poole.
No, I'm not.
Neither am I. But he was.
I was a Jordan Poole guy. I just thought he was good, but good leader too. We'll see what CJ McCollum.
Yeah, great leader.
Talk about teams. I was talking about the Nets. What were the Wizards going to do this year? And they played fine. All the young guys loved him. They beat the Nuggets twice down the stretch. They beat Miami at Miami. Bob hit a jumper that they asked, did you see the basket? And he said, I saw game. So, I mean, like, the Wizards are in the right direction. The moral of this NBA shoot-around, the Wizards are exactly where you want to be.
Yes, that's the moral.
And what a bet's taking over the world.
And
that domination.
But don't get him riled up.
I said it, not him. Yeah. That way we're good.
All that stuff.
Because I'm being facetious. He's being real bleeping honest.
By the way, were you aware at how aggressive the second apron?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
And was like the Celtics have traded two guys because even though it was going to cost them $27 million in real dollars, it was going to cost them like $200 million.
Well, once Tatum's not going to be around, they kind of made a decision for him.
But I get that. But like how aggressive that second apron is, it's just $200 million
it's
in tax. Yeah.
Talk about it. CJ McCollum's working on some of stuff like that. You can thank him for these. I mean, the NBA is in an awful direction.
CJ McCollum, not a milk drinker.
One of the things I enjoy most about Ben is what gets him going.
Yeah. I will say, though, CJ McCollum does have a soft spot
for
me. Remember when he beat Duke with Lehigh?
Yes.
I was a huge fan then. Until he made it so you can't build your NBA team with your draft because you got to sign everybody for $800 million.
By the way, CJ McCollum on his Discord talks about how it's easier to drink chocolate milk than
He'll be here for me too, like Ken did before the show.
Hey, coming up next, thanks, Ben. Coming up next, it's best bet time here on a Wednesday. Tim Murray from VSiN, does he have any draft bets? And I'm sure he's already looking at some stuff for college football. Tim Murray joins us next here on The Fan. Yes, it's a Wednesday, and we can't do a Wednesday without our friend from VSiN, also star of Masson on weekends. It's Tim Murray. And Tim, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Looking at anything draft-wise tonight?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of movement. Mm-hmm. And you know,
At the end of the day, you want closing line value. We were talking about a bunch of these bets last night on VSiN, and that's the thing. We talk about the NFL draft all the time and how finicky it can be and how much it can move. So not a ton right now as I, you know, we sit here. I hate being the guy be like, oh, I bet it at this, and it's now at this. The one that I would say maybe is worth just a little bit of a flyer, the French kid who got some headlines yesterday, Noah Essengay. Mm-hmm.
The guy who left his tournament?
Yeah. The guy who left his team. It was funny, when that news came out, over 9.5 moved to like minus 200 at DraftKings. But here's the interesting thing about the betting market and who you can trust. So Jonathan Givony over at ESPN has been pretty steadfast on him landing at number 9 with the Toronto Raptors. Hmm. And then I want to point this out. So Essengay to go to the Raptors, he was interviewed yesterday and he was asked about who he models his game after. And these are the three people he utilized: Pascal Siakam, Scottie Barnes, and Kawhi Leonard. What do they have all in common?
All played in Toronto.
All played in Toronto. Interesting. Little tea leaf out there. So if you're looking for a plus money bet, I think under 9.5 could be a way to go for Noah Essengay. Or if you want to go top 10, because I think Phoenix could be a possibility at 10 as well, minus 120. So that was one that I did put into the account. Him, and also I'll point this out, because they're all different pools, right? So make sure you look through every option that is out there. So, for example, Noah Essengay, or Gay, I don't know how to correctly pronounce his name, to be the number 9 pick is plus 160. To go under 9.5 is plus 175. It's the same thing. So make sure you look at all the options. It's an extra 15 cents out there. It should be the exact same price, but because they're different pools, they alter odds differently. So I would much rather play under 9.5 than exactly 9, because if Brooklyn, for some odd reason, wanted to draft him at 8, there you go. We got that bet home. So yeah, that's one bet that I still think would be worth a look. You know, just from an odds movement standpoint, Jeremiah Fears has moved from, last night was plus 250 to be a top 5 pick. He's now minus 125. There is a strong push that he could be the 5th overall pick tonight. Jeremiah Fears is the point guard out of Oklahoma. Another one, you know, let's bring it local. What do we do with Derek Queen? Derek Queen.
A lot of variance.
A lot. It's kind of all over the place. So Derek Queen, over-under is 11.5. And just taking a look at recent mock drafts, Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer has him at 18th. Bleacher Report, 17th. But Sam Vecenie has him at 10. So he's kind of all over the place there. I was talking to someone that I respect their opinion when it comes to betting the draft, and he had over, I think, 10.5 on Queen, but then I said, oh, okay, should I bet that? He said, no. He felt like the Phoenix bet could put a wrinkle in it. So Phoenix, needing size, could certainly go with someone like Queen at 10.
Right, post-KD,
Yeah, so to your point, Ken, this is a spot where you could potentially see maybe Queen go. Maybe he could go as high as 10, maybe tonight.
What about any props with Ace Bailey, Tim? He's had an interesting run up to this draft tonight.
Yeah, that's. I'll just say this, Tim. Something weird's happening tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I think what we know, what we can say right now, slam it down with an iron fist. Cooper Flagg's going 1. Dylan Harper's going 2.
Correct.
VJ Edgecombe probably going 3, but I'm not ready to say slam dunk. I think that's the most likely option. But yes, here's the interesting wrinkle. Is Ace Bailey, the reports are, right, it's kind of all over the place. He didn't want to work out for Philly. He didn't want to, you know, do all this. And the desired destinations, according to reports, were Washington, Brooklyn, and I forget there was one other. But we'll just utilize Washington and Brooklyn. Washington might be sitting pretty if they like Ace Bailey, getting him at six. All right, so let's take a look at what's that exact number for Ace Bailey to go number six. It's minus 110. Why I would not play that is I wouldn't be surprised if Brooklyn, who now has five first-round picks, puts together a potential package to move up to five or four to get what would be Ace Bailey. So, Tim, to answer your question, I don't have any Ace Bailey bets because I think there's a pretty decent variance with him where he could go to Washington at six, which seems maybe the likely destination. But I do sometimes get worried, guys, when we talk about drafts, when there's too much groupthink, that's where I get a little bit like, this seems a little too easy, right? So Jonathan Givony, Sam Vecenie, a bunch of other folks have Bailey going six to Washington, but at minus 110, I don't think it's something I want to play.
What about the Wizards trading up?
Maybe.
For Ace Bailey?
Yeah, it's possible. Here's the thing I want to see happen, guys. I want to see Oklahoma City get aggressive here. Because not that they need our help, because they're the champs, but you've got this treasure trove of all these selections, and I wonder if they utilize it and move up to maybe get if a Trey Johnson from Texas drops a little bit, if a Con Knipple drops a little bit, do they get an elite shooter like that? So I'll give you one other, and let me just check the odds. It's not that juicy.
Yeah.
But if you go to pick number 20, Walter Clayton Jr., the guard out of Florida. Now, once again, trades could throw this off, everything. So it's not Clayton to the Heat. It's pick 20. So not the juiciest price, but there's a lot of smoke of Walter Clayton Jr., the Florida guard, going to Miami. Had two workouts and then shut it down. Yeah, you sometimes wonder if there was a promise made there. So, you know, at this point, if you're looking for a little, you know, flyer, I think plus 125 on Walter Clayton to go number 20 could be an interesting one. Once again, I wish it was a better price for that to ultimately come to fruition. But yeah, that's one that's kind of interesting that could, you know, ultimately play out.
Tim Murray, before I let you go, I know you've always got your eye on college football. Anything future-wise you've had your eye on there?
Yeah, so I just did a podcast with Chris Felica, the Bear, and he's kind of got me thinking long and hard about a little futures parlay here. You know, when you look at Penn State's schedule and you look at Ohio State's schedule, if you put them together right now at DraftKings, you know, it's minus 167 for those two to make the playoff. So DraftKings does let you parlay to make the college football playoff futures. So I do think you could kind of mess around there and get interesting. I will point this out, guys. Did you see what Boston College quarterback Thomas Castellanos said this week?
Did not.
He called out Alabama, and I'll paraphrase. He essentially said, Saban's not there anymore. I'm going to have a big day. So,
wow.
I don't know if you want to poke the bear all that much when you're, you know, Florida State coming off a 2-10 season. Alabama is a 14.5 point favorite. Just wanted to point that out. By the way, what we're witnessing right now with Jacob Mizorowski, this kid is something else. The Brewers pitcher.
Yes.
Five innings tonight, eight strikeouts.
Mm-hmm. It's over 5.5.
One of us, somebody in this room was on it on WannaBet today. Somebody.
There you go.
I'm not going to name any names.
It was Bone.
And somebody on the Discord that I'm a part of, who I think was really, it's really probably even happier than me that it went over. But No, he out-skeens Skeens.
Yeah,
today.
Skeens had a little bit. Yes. How about this, guys? I was checking with a buddy of mine who does yes and no run first inning bets a lot.
Yeah.
And kind of keeps good tabs on them. I don't know if I've ever seen a higher price in my life. It was minus 200 at BetMGM for no run in the first inning. It came home, but my goodness. I mean, that is quite the price, but with these two dudes. By the way, real quickly, the kid from Cincy last night, Chase Burns, holy smokes, that was impressive. How about this? When news came out that he was getting called up over the weekend, DraftKings had him 100-1 to win NL Rookie of the Year. It got down to 3-1 last night.
Jeez.
Now it's back up to, I think, plus 750.
Yeah.
No. I mean, Mizorowski.
Sasaki getting hurt.
Mizorowski is your, I think he's your odds on favorite after this start. He's probably like minus 110 or something like that.
Tim Murray lets people know what's going on at VSiN.
Yeah, tonight, if you're interested in the draft side of, or the betting side of the draft, I'll be on the air at 7 p.m. So check us out, VSiN. We're on Sirius XM channel 158. You can stream us for free on the VSiN Watch app. And then, Ken, as you so politely let me know.
Yeah.
Let people know. I'm on Masson, too, every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. as well.
Tim, you're the best. Thanks,
thank
as always.
Sir.
We'll chat next week.
All right, gentlemen. See you.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TAM. What you got?
We're getting into the Ravens. Mark Andrews, he has been Lamar Jackson's guy since they were both drafted together in 2018. He's been tight end one, but Isaiah Likely entering a contract year, Andrews entering a contract year, could likely emerge as tight end one. We got a poll up, and we'll get into it next on The Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
After plenty of uncertainty throughout this offseason, where we were wondering if Mark Andrews would get dealt somewhere, seems like he's going to be here. Eric DaCosta said he's going to be here. That was after the draft press conference. So now the question that we've been asking the past couple of years, can Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely both have big games together? Can they both have big years together? And you look back at Isaiah Likely's career, and in particular, games in which Mark Andrews did not play, he has absolutely excelled. There were three games in 2022 where Likely was a rookie, where Andrews missed. I'm counting that Bucs game where he got hurt at the beginning of the game. 15 catches, 204 yards, two touchdowns. Then you go to 2023, where that was when Andrews broke his ankle against the Bengals with the hip drop tackle. 23 catches, 356 yards, six touchdowns in seven games, including that playoff game against the Texans. He came back for the AFC Championship, more of a decoy. And then last year, Andrews was healthy. I'm using air quotes, but that first month wasn't himself. Likely had that monster game to open the season in Arrowhead, where he went nine catches, 111 yards, and a touchdown. But after that point, he really couldn't find the consistency. He only went over 40 yards in a game twice the rest of the season. Now, the playoffs, he went over 50 yards in both of those games. And we know Mark Andrews doesn't show up for playoff games thus far in his career. So put out a poll on IA1057 The Fan on Twitter. And that poll is sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at teetimegolfpass.com. Mark Andrews has been tight end one since Lamar Jackson took over as starting QB in 2018. That being said, could this be the year that Isaiah Likely has a more impactful season than Andrews as both of them enter contract years? Over 250 votes in. It's live until tomorrow. 62.3% Likely emerges as tight end one, 37.7% Andrews is still tight end one. And we had Jonas Schaefer on the show Monday, and I asked him that question, and he wasn't ready to bury Andrews, and I'm kind of with him as well. Obviously, the last game that we saw was a horrible game from Andrews with the fumble and the drop on the two-point conversion, but still led the NFL in touchdowns by tight end. We know that Lamar Jackson loves him. He said as much when he met with the media after minicamp. I lean Likely having that breakout year. I thought last year was going to be the year that Likely was going to really break out. But this being a contract year, Likely's the player with more upside at this stage of his career than Andrews, who's going to be 30. But I'm not saying it's going to be a runaway. I don't say that with a ton of confidence that Likely is, in fact, the more impactful of the two.
I'm going to say it's likely that Isaiah Likely is tight end one this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I am.
That's where I am as well. I mean, it's a young man's game, and it's a game that's increasingly about separation and explosion and twitch. And Andrews has been dependable in the regular season, and
yes,
I think he will have a role in this offense. And I think as long as the two of them are together, no one's going to go crazy. But I mean, he's got greater jump, likely has better jump ball burst. Like, I don't think he blocks as well as Andrews, but nobody's paying Andrews to block, and that's not really what he's here for. Yeah, I think Likely's an ascendant player, and I think Andrews is still a very good player, but one who all of a sudden, door availability has been an issue.
I'm with you. I lean Likely, but I just, I was beating that drum so hard heading into last year, and especially I felt validated after week one where he went absolutely nuts in that game, but
a year later,
just couldn't find the consistency. I'd love to see it happen. I would love to. I'm a huge Isaiah Likely guy.
Do you think they were entertaining at all a future without Isaiah Likely this year in it?
Absolutely not.
Do you think they were plotting and considering that and making contingencies for one without Andrews?
For sure.
So that there you go. There's your answer. I trust their evaluations.
Biggest game of the year. Who had the bigger game?
Likely.
One sliding catch from his knees is more than Andrews has done in his playoff career combined.
Yes, that is absolutely true. Hey, coming up next, Brandon Young starting tonight for the Orioles. What do we expect to see from him? And the lineup's out. Is Gary Sanchez behind the plate again? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.